This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Sell in May and go away is a well-known expression in modern finance, though many are unaware of the full adage. The original saying was, sell in May and go away and come back on St. Ledger's Day. The St. Ledger Stakes, a renowned horse race, has been held in Doncaster, England since 1776. The connection between the stock market and the horse race can be attributed to the behavior of British traders and bankers during the 19th and 20th centuries. In the summer months, numerous wealthy individuals would leave London to attend social events such as horse races and enjoy vacations. As a result, trading activity would decelerate during this period. The St. Ledger Stakes, one of the oldest and most prestigious horse races in the United Kingdom, drew many affluent individuals who also held significant influence in the financial world. Occurring in September, the race marked the conclusion of summer vacations and signaled a return to regular trading activities. Nowadays, the sell in May adage, or the impact of summer on the equity markets, is not as strong as it was back then, but the expression remains. Today, we will answer the question, is it still good advice? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of April 24th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Seasonality in the S&P 500 index has long been a topic of great interest, with phenomena such as sell in May and go away, the Santa Claus rally, and the Halloween effect capturing the attention of investors. Many hope for a simple formula, buy at one point, sell at another, and reap the rewards. Unfortunately, the reality is more complex. To gain a deeper understanding, let's examine some historical data on monthly returns for the S&P 500 going back to 1950. So historically, May has generally been a solid month for the S&P 500 index with an average return of 0.3% and a median return of 1.1%. June tends to be a little bit lower, but still positive, averaging 0.1% for both average and median returns. July and August also show positive average and median returns. However, if sadly you follow the sell in May and go away adage, don't come back in September like the Englishman of our story, interestingly, September is historically the weakest of months, with a negative average return and producing a negative return more than 50% of the time. October is relatively unremarkable, but it precedes another seasonal anomaly, the Halloween effect. November and December are strong months, in fact, the two strongest months of the year, with positive returns over 70% of the time and boasting the two highest median returns of the year. Although December rarely sees declines, it only happens about 25% of the time. When it does, beware, because the following 12 months are negative nearly 40% of the time, much more than the long-term average. While these statistics are interesting anecdotes, they should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. In fact, they shouldn't be the basis for investment decisions perhaps at all. As we look ahead to the summer of 2023, though, what can we expect? Well, after a robust start to the year, we are a little more cautious on U.S. equities given our expectations of a recession by year-end. This favors a defensive approach with a focus on bonds and companies with more reasonable valuations and solid earnings. So we believe the key for 2023 will be maintaining a balanced portfolio. Cash faces the potential threat of slowing inflation and lower rates, while an all-bond portfolio may be exposed to the potential risk of persistent inflation and increasing rates. On the other hand, while stocks tend to outperform over the long term, equities may be subject to volatility in the face of an economic slowdown. So to answer the question of whether investors should follow the sell in May mentality, we say no. In these uncertain times, diversification is the key to successfully navigating the May to September period. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.